USA Radio News.
Senate Republicans are moving full speed ahead on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Two say the Judiciary Committee will vote Friday, and a GOP aide said the first procedural vote in the full Senate will be on Saturday. The panel has heard emotional testimony from Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her with the help of a high school friend.
The laughter, the uproarious laughter between the two, and they're having fun at my expense.
Equally emotional, Kavanaugh said he was innocent of the charges, and he called it a political hit.
The Constitution gives the Senate an important role in the confirmation process, but you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A social media company knew that data was the currency of the digital economy, but when it came to monetizing it, they were being shortchanged. So CDW orchestrated a data fabric solution from NetApp, creating a hybrid cloud to help them move data faster, innovate quicker, and make decisions stronger. Data flexibility by NetApp, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/netapp. CDW, people who get it.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Wisconsin prosecutors have charged former nurse Christopher Kafem with child abuse for allegedly injuring multiple infants in a Madison Hospital intensive care unit. WISC-TV reporter Keely Arthur says the incidents went on for 11 months.
The investigation's been going on since February, and a federal report came out saying that at least five babies had injuries ranging from broken bones, like an arm, to a skull fracture.
Federal regulators are suing Tesla's CEO Elon Musk for making false and misleading statements to investors about taking the company private. Through his spokesperson, he said that this is an unjustified action by the SEC, and he said that the action leaves me, quote, deeply saddened and disappointed. Stockholders are also disappointed, with stocks dropping by 10%. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
New unemployment claims rose a bit last week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The weekly figures from the Labor Department showing 214,000 people filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, up 12,000 from the previous week, and right about in line with what analysts were expecting. The highest increases in new claims in California, Georgia, and New Jersey. Biggest declines were in Illinois, Iowa, and Kansas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 1,700-mile trail that runs through the Patagonian wilderness connecting Puerto Montt to Cape Horn is now open in Chile. The route of the park's trail was created by Douglas Tompkins, a U.S. billionaire who founded the Tompkins Conservation. He died in a kayaking accident in Chile in 2015. His widow, Christine Tompkins, donated the land featuring the scenic lakes, waterways, and habitats to the Chilean government last year. The foundation called it the largest land donation in history from a private entity to a country. The 10-million-acre park system expands Chile's parklands by nearly 40% and provides protection for pumas, condors, flamingos, and endangered deer species that are native to the region. This new Patagonian trail ranks among the top five long-distance hiking trails in the world, including the Great Trail that stretches almost 15,000 miles across Canada. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.